Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Welcome to Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We just want to welcome you to the program on today. We're going to be talking and speaking about the victorious ones, amen, in Christ Jesus. And God wants to give us that encouragement from his word today. To him be the praise. We're going to just have just a little bit of praise music, and we're going to go forward from some encouragement from God's word. Hallelujah. Giving him praise, giving him the worship that's due his name. On today, we are coming and we are speaking about the victorious ones through the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. You will find the phrase saying to the churches, when Jesus is speaking to the churches, he says to them, to the one who is victorious. In verse 7, chapter 2, Revelation, says, whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. So there we're speaking, Jesus is speaking to the church, amen. He's speaking to us. He was speaking then to that particular era, but he is speaking now and has through the past 2,000 years from the word of God. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, my words will never pass away. So he's speaking in these particular verses. He's saying to us, to the one who's victorious, we know a victor is one who wins, the one who overcomes, the one who's the conqueror. Amen. And so in Christ Jesus, we are all to be victorious. And how are we victorious? By our faith. We are the ones who overcome the world by our faith. Faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we know about faith. Amen. So we are stirring up our most holy faith to take hold of all the promises of God and entering into his rest and entering to give him the glory and the praise for our life. Amen. This is a season of harvest programming. And we speak about the harvest. We speak about the souls that are to come into the kingdom. Amen. And we are the laborers. We are the workers. We are the sent ones. Victorious all the way to the end. Jesus said, I am with you even until the end of the age, when he gave that great commission to the body of Christ. So he says in that verse 7, he says, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life. And he's talking about an eternal nourishment, amen, for us. Life everlasting, forever and ever, in the presence of God, amen. For God will be the temple, amen. We will live forever. And we're going to drop down to a few more verses, amen. Verse, you see here, verse 11, it says, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That's another phrase repeated over and over again in these couple of chapters. It says, if we got ears, we need to hear. Spiritual ears, amen. Tuning out the world, amen, getting up and having quiet time with the Lord, going into the secret place, time with the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches, to us, we are the church. It says, to the one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death. If you go over a few more chapters in the book of Revelation, it speaks about the second death and what exactly the second death will entail. And the reason why, amen, the second death will not hurt the victorious ones is because, amen, we are in Christ Jesus. We remain in him. We abide in him. His word is in us. His command to love others, to love God, amen, all our heart, mind, soul, should love our neighbor as ourselves. These things, amen, we are keeping. To God be the glory. So, and then we keep going on in chapter 2. We keep going on over. Verse 17 starts out the same way. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. We got to be hearing, church. We got to be listening. And that means to turn off the television, turn off the radio, the internet, the social media, your phone, turn it off. All these things that are distractions. We have to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. God is always speaking. God is always speaking. He is always speaking. And he wants us to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so he says in verse Revelation 2:17. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, to the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with the new name written on it, not only to the one who receives it. So God is not only going to be giving us eternal nourishment from the tree of life, he is also going to give us the hidden manna. It's a revelation only to us, only to the victorious ones are going to be able to partake of this hidden manna. And we know that manna, first mentioned, amen, back in the Exodus, whenever the Israelites were leaving Egypt and they were in the wilderness, God, morning after morning, would rain down manna from heaven. Amen. They would go out and gather their measurement for the day, each one to as they had need. But he said, here we give some of the hidden manna called angels' food. Amen. Only to the victorious ones. Also, he says here, we're going to give a white stone, white meaning has a representative of purity, holiness, separate. A white stone. Stone we know is, amen, is hard substance. Permanent kind of, you know, it's not easily, you know, unless you take some kind of iron tool or something, it's not easily manipulated. So a person, we're going to get a white stone to the victorious ones. We get a white stone with the new name written on it, only, not only to us. So there's some secretive things to the kingdom. God doesn't reveal his secrets to everyone. And everyone is not going to get a stone with the new name, only the victorious ones. God is speaking to us. God is speaking to us. And so still yet, amen, and go on down through the chapter. He speaks to another church. We know he's speaking to the churches, the different churches in the different places. Amen. Ephesus, Smyrna, Thyatira, and the different ones, Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea. But he is speaking to us right now, to you, to me. He's speaking about being victorious. So we drop down. It says, verse 25, except to hold on to what you have until I come. And then he says in the next verse, verse 26, to the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. 27, that one will rule with an iron scepter and will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received authority from my Father. I will also give that one the morning star. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. What do we have to hold on to? We have our faith to hold on to. We have Jesus Christ to hold on to. We have the promises of God to hold on to. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We have, amen, the word of God, the scripture, amen, the truth of the word, amen, to hold on to. Praise his name. So in this particular one, the victorious ones will have authority, will have leadership to rule the nations. We'll receive it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. We'll receive it firmly, iron scepter that we'll have. We'll be firm in our leadership. Glory be to God. I praise God for you. Amen. We are the victorious ones. We are going to continue this on next week. Amen. We're going to remain victorious. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. I bless God for you. I thank God for you. Amen. We are overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Bless you all today. Bless you on the rest of this week. Praise be to his name. Glory be to God. Be blessed.